Hello everybody, this is Tantra FM and I'm your host Valentino. Today we shall be dealing with the following articles. Attract with your glance. Do you want to have a magnetic glance? Do you want to be able to seduce with your glance? Do you want to stir up the passion in someone with a simple look? Then you have to change and improve the way you use your glance. For this, we have some very efficient exercises for you. Turn down the lights and erotic feelings will appear. The connection between eyes, light, and sexuality. It was shown through various scientific studies that the larger our pupil size was, the more interested we were in what we were looking at. And this is also a direct indicator of our sexual interest and arousal. Some studies show that men found photographs of women a lot more attractive when their pupils were dilated. Likewise, women experience this same reaction. Thus, one of the completely uncontrollable sexual signals we all display is the dilation of our pupils. To find out more about this, stay tuned. Making your bedroom more erotic. Although many people make love in other places than their bedroom, the majority of lovemaking sessions still take place there. Unfortunately, for many people, their bedrooms are just not suited to sensual and erotic pleasure. However, it is not difficult to remedy that situation with a little thought and effort. This information can be useful. Unfortunately, it is very rarely discussed. Further on, we continue our in-depth analysis of Manipura Chakra. Developing self-esteem often requires an act of inner revolution. It occurs when we begin to separate ourselves from the mentality of the group and we begin to establish our own sense of self-identity and security. Finding one's inner voice is a significant achievement from a spiritual point of view. Spiritual maturity represents the truth and courage required to express and preserve our ideas. Afterwards, we will perform another meditation on amplifying the third center of force, Manipura Chakra. And finally, we will look at the magic of mirrors. It is said that Yama, the Hindu god of death, uses at the final judgment a mirror that shows the man's destiny, all his actions, and all his thoughts from his entire existence. If you know how to properly look into a mirror, you can reveal more than just physical aspects. You can use the mirror as an enlightening and magical instrument. Very intriguing stuff.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Amaris.
Attract with your glance. The power of a glance has been so much abused in love stories that it has come to be disbelieved in. Few people dare now say that two beings have fallen in love because they've looked at each other. Yet it is in this way that love begins, and in this way only. The rest is only the rest, and comes afterwards. Nothing is more real than these great shocks which two souls give each other in exchanging the spark. Victor Hugo. Do you want to have a magnetic glance? Do you want to seduce with your glance? Do you want to be able to passionately gaze at someone? Then you have to improve your glance and expression. For this, we recommend you practice regularly the following exercises. The 10-minute eye examination exercise. Find a mirror, preferably one that magnifies the image, and make yourself comfortable. Position a bright lamp to one side of you so that your eyes are fully illuminated. The light will cause your pupils to contract. Have a close look at your eye color. You may be surprised by the extensive but minute variety of colored specks across the surface. Drink in all the tiny details and imprint the image on your mind. Close your eyes, turn off the light, and wait for 1 minute. In the darkness, your pupils will dilate. Open your eyes and watch carefully when you turn on the light again. How quickly they change! Try making different expressions with just your eyes. If you like, use a piece of cloth or cardboard to conceal all of your face below the eyes. Try anger, rage, sadness, joy, surprise, pleasure, shock, cunning, love, blatant sexuality, passion. Have fun exploring the power of your eyes. After this exercise, which develops the expressive power of the eyes, try the next one, the passionate glance exercise. Close your eyes and think deeply of someone who attracts you. Open your eyes slowly, hoping that you'll see that person in front of you, and look in the mirror. This is the glance of passion, the glance of deep desire. Imprint the image on your mind. Close your eyes and relax for a minute without thinking of anyone. Then open your eyes and try the glance of passion without thinking of anybody in particular. In this way, you will develop the ability to project the passion in your eyes at will, independent of circumstances. This will make you a very charming person, and with your charming glance, you will increase your sex appeal. Turn down the lights and erotic feelings will appear. Both men and women have to know that if they want to be the masters of sexual love, they have to first learn the subtlest secret of this great art, the art of sexual love. Now, let me reveal to you some interesting secrets about eyes, light, and sexuality. It has been shown that the larger our pupil size is, the more interested we are in what we're looking at. And this is also a direct indicator of sexual interest and arousal. Some research has shown that men found photographs of women more attractive when the pupils were dilated. Likewise, women experienced the same reaction. Thus, one of the completely uncontrollable sexual signals we all display is the dilation of our pupils. Italian women of the 18th century would place tiny drops of belladonna, an extract from the deadly nightshade plant, in their eyes to artificially dilate their pupils and increase, thus, their sex appeal. While this technique may be a little more impractical nowadays, all is not lost. Now you'll ask me, are you going to tell me that if I dilate my pupils in an artificial manner, I'm going to increase my sexual appetite? And that this works for everybody? My answer is yes. Let me explain it to you. We're talking about the connection between the emotional state and the physical state. Of course, the emotional state influences the physical one. But it is also true that the physical state may influence the emotional state. So when you dilate your pupils in an artificial way, on a subconscious level you make a connection with the emotional state that corresponds to this physical state. In this way, you will awaken in you sensuality and sexual interest. And now it's time to use this information practically. Are you ready to induce erotic feelings in your lover? Or in someone who attracts you? Then follow these steps. Invite him or her to dinner. Now, if you've invited him or her to your home, then you have two possibilities. One is to use the electric light dimmer switch for turning down the lights, because of course this will cause your pupils and your companion's pupils to dilate. Or candlelight dinner. Candlelight is not only flattering to skin color and texture, but it encourages and shows off your pupil's dilation for a full effect. If you invite him or her to a restaurant, then you have to choose a romantic one that doesn't use too much light. In conclusion, if you want to use light as an aphrodisiac, then you must reduce its intensity. Making your bedroom more erotic. Although many people make love in other places than their bedroom, the majority of lovemaking sessions still take place there. Unfortunately, for many people, their bedrooms are not conducive to sensual and erotic pleasure, but with a little time and effort, this is not difficult to remedy. Even if you don't have a big bedroom, you can still make it more erotic and suitable for lovemaking. It is ideal not to have children next door, especially if the walls are thin. If you can have a spare room or storage room between you and others, it does make your bedroom feel a little more private. Lovemaking is such a private thing for most people, and they don't want to be overheard. Many houses are poorly soundproofed, and this, particularly if their lovemaking tends to be noisy, can put off some couples. A way of solving this problem is to carpet the floor and to have thick curtains that absorb sounds. If things get really bad, it might be possible to board the walls with soundproof material. While on the subject of the room structure, it is practical and enjoyable to have a bathroom, shower room, or even just a wash basin en suite to the bedroom. Being able to wash or shower together without waking the other members of the household makes lovemaking more pleasant and private. Transform your bedroom into a temple of lovemaking. Lighting is an important feature of the bedroom. Few of us like to make love with bright lights, so try to set things up so you can dim the main light or choose from several smaller lights on the bedside tables or the walls. Candlelight, of course, is another traditionally romantic alternative. Another important aspect is the temperature of your bedroom. It is certainly essential to be able to warm the room up quickly. If you have central heating, there will always be background warmth, but you'll probably need a small convector or fan heater to warm things up enough to be able to be naked comfortably, even on a cold day. When planning a session of lovemaking, remember to warm up the room half an hour beforehand, so undressing is pleasant and you don't find yourself diving underneath the bed covers as soon as you're undressed. Obviously, the central feature of your bedroom is the bed itself. It should be as large as you can fit in the room. Ideally, for lovemaking, it should be very firm, and you should choose a mattress that feels a little too hard when you buy it. All mattresses sag with age and can become a nuisance if the woman's pelvis sinks too deep into the bed and considerably alters the angle of penetration. Satin sheets are the most sumptuous. If you can't afford satin sheets, then buy polycotton sheets, which, while not terribly sensual, are at least practical. Some people like sheets and blankets, but many like the freedom of a duvet because it can so quickly and easily be turned back or even completely removed for lovemaking. Anything else you want to do to make your bedroom more romantic is up to you. You can make a canopy for it, dress it up with a pretty bed cover, or if you feel like really splurging, you can change your bed into a four-poster or even buy a real one complete with drapes and canopy. Other furniture can be useful if you have the space for it. A chair increases the possibilities for intercourse positions, and a low couch or chaise longue can be a real luxury. Apart from this additional piece of furniture, it is probably best to keep the rest of the floor clear so that you can use it for making love on or as a massage surface. Even if you can only afford an inexpensive carpet, it is best to have it fitted for warmth and soundproofing. If you have sexual toys or other erotica, it makes sense to have a separate cupboard, preferably with a lock, in which to keep them. Some couples like erotic pictures around the place to help create the mood. It's best to keep really erotic materials, such as the Kama Sutra, to yourselves for using where actually making love. A common fantasy of many people is to watch themselves making love in a mirror. This can be achieved, but takes quite a bit of setting up, unless you have mirror fronts on your closets.
By combining several mirrors, considerable variations of view are possible. And you must not forget the music. Instrumental music is better than songs with words. So choose the music that induces not only erotic feelings, but feelings of love. If you listen to elevated music, it can help you to sublime the sexual energy and to experience love ecstasy during intercourse. Incense sticks, fragrant candles, room perfumes that are put on light bulbs can all add to the mood and raise the sexual appetite. The most important smells are those of your lover, so be sure not to swamp the room with smells. A couple's bedroom is not just somewhere to sleep. With some effort, a lot of thought and care, even the most ordinary bedroom can be made into a love nest with all the positive effects this has.
This is Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I am your host, Valentino.
Seven gates towards the universe. Third gate, Manipura Chakra, part 2. Learn to choose, learn to trust. While we measure our success in terms of material achievements, the universe measures our success in terms of the lessons we learn from life. Being spiritually mature does not mean passively sitting in one place. It means acting, taking chances, and using your intuition to achieve great things. In this respect, a wise old saying states, "The sailor who failed is not the one who drowned, but the one who stayed on shore." When we firmly believe that our ideals are possible, the transformation begins for us. Developing self-esteem often requires an act of inner revolution. It occurs when we begin to separate ourselves from the mentality of the group and we begin to establish our own sense of self-identity and security. Finding one's inner voice is a significant achievement from a spiritual point of view. Spiritual maturity represents the truth and courage required to express and preserve our ideas. Learning to respect and follow our inner values, we gradually replace the influences of the group with our own inner guidance. Once this process has begun, the next step that will naturally follow is a deep and powerful introspection of one's person. Most often, a sincere self-analysis will lead us to the desire of focusing on our relationship with God and on our purpose in life. Individuality represents the general character or ensemble of characters and aspects that differentiate one person from another. All living beings are obviously different from each other in any number of ways. A person possesses his or her own individuality, which vibrates as one with certain energies in the universe. An individual is different not only through the quantity of energy he or she possesses, but also through its quality. Individuality expresses a person's originality and particularities he or she has. For the yogis, a person's individuality is the expression of certain intense processes of resonance and the unique mixture of energies that make a person unique. In the yogi practice, particularization refers to the adaptation of beneficial influences and of ancient yogi methods to each practitioner's characteristic needs. The awakening and development of all beneficial qualities is sought in yoga from the very beginning, as they will gradually annihilate all negative characteristics. Proceeding in this manner, we ease our harmonious development and accelerate our spiritual evolution. The famous Dr. Henri Durville, in his study of success, indicated a series of suggestive assertions aimed at enhancing optimism and self-esteem. In order to greatly benefit from this information, you need to write it down on a big sheet of paper and to use an adequate color. Read it daily and slowly, especially in the morning and in the afternoon. Try to apply it to your everyday life and try to perceive your inner growth as a result. Seven gates towards the universe. Third gate, Manipura Chakra. Part 3. Here are some good statements that you can use as benefic suggestions for yourself. I trust myself completely. I follow the example of those who succeed. I fully deserve to be successful and to be happy. I actively want to play my part in the universe. I am certain that I will reach my goal. I want to win, and in order to do that, I will first win a victory over myself. In order to succeed, I assume the attitude of a person who always succeeds. I am ready for this wonderful day, and I am aware of the gigantic force of the universe, which supports me and manifests through me. I allow the cosmic energies to manifest freely through me, and I assimilate the cosmic energies that make me a new and better person. I believe more and more that I can be successful in whatever I choose to do. My demeanor is daring, my speech is warmer, more loving and convincing. My walk is firmer and more self-assured. I want to express as often as I can, through my smile and through my glance, a beatific force inspiring trust, love, and sympathy. Simple techniques for improving your self-image. Exercise 1. Sit down on a comfortable chair in front of a mirror with your spinal column as straight as possible. Close your eyes and create inside your inner universe a state of calmness and tranquility. Then open your eyes and look at the reflection in the mirror as if you have just met that person for the first time. Note your first impression. Observe the changes in your facial expressions according to the thoughts and feelings that change inside of you. Try to establish a good relationship with the person in the mirror. Relax the muscles of your face and control your breath. These two actions contribute to your inner balance. Now imagine that you have replaced all negative attitudes with positive ones, with the help of your breath and relaxation. Close your eyes and try to become familiar with this new perception of yourself. Exercise 2. Light a candle. Sit down on a comfortable chair with your spinal column as straight as possible. Close your eyes and create inside your inner universe a state of calmness and tranquility. Then open your eyes and look at the light produced by the candle, comparing the dance of the flame with your thoughts. Imagine that its light destroys and burns away all your mental impurities, all your negative thoughts. Then close your eyes and project that image in the area between your eyebrows. Maintain this mental image for as long as you can. You will eventually notice the appearance of a state of inner focus, of purification, of calm, and tranquility.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: amplifying the third center of force, Manipura Chakra. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now.
focus your attention on the zone right below your navel, which represents the projection of Manipura Chakra in your physical body. The symbolic representation of Manipura Chakra is a lotus flower with 10 petals, symbolizing the 10 energy channels, or nadis, situated here. This chakra represents expansive consciousness, willpower, inner harmony, passionate consciousness, dynamic personality. It grants self-control, practical intelligence, and controls your will, your ego, and your individuality. The element it resonates with is the subtle energy of fire. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: amplifying the third center of force, Manipura Chakra. Let us begin. The magic of the mirrors. The human heart, the mirror reflecting God, said Angelus Gelasius. The fiancé's mirror. Quote, looking into the mirror, the soul takes part in the beauty surrounding it. In the Sufi tradition, a mirror is hung on the farthest wall of the room where the lovers will meet for the first time. The reason to do this is to bless the first meeting of the fiancés. The lovers come in through two opposite doors, and they first look in the mirror instead of looking at each other in a direct and usual way. Did you know that the mirror has been used since ancient times for reflecting the beauty and sensuality of women? The Jeddo Dacian noble women used to dress themselves up elegantly and to admire themselves in the mirror. Glass mirrors have been discovered and unearthed with lead frames ornated on both sides. Almost all of the frames were inscribed on the border with inscriptions such as Tril Kale Te Kalo Min Alo, meaning, between the beauties, I am the most beautiful, or Formaso Bist Min Fekit, meaning, I make myself the most beautiful. Magic mirror. What does the mirror reflect? The real content of the heart and of the consciousness. It is said that Yama, the Hindu god of the land of the dead, uses, at the final judgment, a mirror that shows the entire destiny of the man along with all his acts and thoughts from his life. If you know how to look into a mirror, it can reveal to you much more than physical aspects. In that moment, the mirror becomes a magic one and an instrument for enlightenment. When the mirror is covered with dust, it becomes the symbol of the spirit that is darkened by ignorance. The mirror is the sign of the harmony of conjugal union. Legend says that a broken mirror means the separation of the two lovers. It is also said that the broken half of the mirror comes in the form of a magpie to tell the man about his wife's unfaithfulness. In ancient tradition, the mirror, as well as water surfaces, were used for divination to ask the spirits questions about a lover. The spirits answered through the reflection of the lover's face in the mirror. The mirrors of the bedroom. The effects of a mirror placed in the bedroom so that you can reflect in it while you're making love, or a mirror on the ceiling above the bed, usually create the premise of some explosive erotic fantasies. They can be considered true aphrodisiacs, simple but very efficient ones. When we're making love, our senses are extremely receptive, each of them giving unbelievable and complex sensations. From all of the senses, the visual one is limited many times by the impossibility of seeing, admiring, and observing ourselves while we're making love. For example, a woman free of inhibitions would naturally like to see herself making love with her lover, floating on the waves of pleasure. A strategically placed mirror is a new solution for stimulating the imagination and the fascination of the moment. By looking at each other in the mirror, the two lovers can be glad to observe in this way the entire action and not just a part of it, as is usually the case. This can be very important because our bodies will become more and more excited and electrified when we're looking at ourselves. When somebody is looking at us, an inner mechanism is immediately starting up within us. This mechanism makes us more attentive to ourselves and to the one who's looking at us. Spontaneously, we begin to analyze our attitude, our behavior, and our thoughts, being at the same time more aware of what is happening inside ourselves and around us. To observe ourselves from time to time when we're making love helps us to go deeper into this sublime act and also brings refinement to the sensuality and to eroticism. So put as many mirrors as you can in your apartment, because they will help you always to be aware of both your exterior aspects and your inner attitudes.
I hope you've enjoyed your time with us and that you will join us again for our next broadcast.